Blog Talk Radio.
But, oh, good. Okay, so we're live. Anyway, I missed that one. Sorry. Anyway, hi, Angels. Welcome to our new showtime. We're wanting to do it at 8:30 because we've had a lot better response and people enjoy relaxing on a Sunday evening for about 30 minutes with our show. And it's after kids' time, after family time, and after, you know, it's time for you guys to listen, because we do a show every Sunday night about relationships. And it's based on our book, Di, and I like our book. I was reading it today, some of those stories I forgot about. But it's funny. And so tell everybody about our book, because we're doing our show topic on real stories that have happened with the law of attraction. So anyway, share with us, share about our book and how we got started with it, because I think that's a great way to open it up. What do you think? Yeah.
Yes. I don't even remember how we got started with it, but we kept, you know, swapping stories and you helped me through a lot of crap, and we kept saying we need to write a book about this, and we just started. I think when I went out to see you one time, I got out the computer and just started typing of what we wanted to put in it, and it kind of wrote itself, you know. I mean, just like all books, you think, oh, I'm going to divide it into this way, and then the book sort of seems to divide itself a different way, you know, so it kind of wrote itself. But it was a lot of fun, and it's a funny book, but it's also a good tool for people who are really struggling with what they want to get out of life, what they want to get out of relationships, and why are they not getting the right relationship, why do they keep going down the wrong path, and it's really a book about not playing the blame game and not pointing fingers at your ex-partners and understanding that you chose those relationships, how to get yourself to the mindset of making different choices. And it's called, you mean there's a law that says you have to be attracted to me, a psychic and a humoristic play metaphysics. And it's a funny book, I think, but it's also informative. And there's a lot of tools, useful tools in there. That was one of our things that we did not want to make it another metaphysical book like there's so many on the shelves now with, the psychic is floating on a cloud and meditating and seeing unicorns and all that kind of stuff. And so we wanted, you know, people to get a book written by real women that have had real problems that, you know, are not living in a mansion, you know, collecting royalties from their unicorn books. And so,
yeah, right.
So it was fun, but we had a lot of fun stories, you know. We had some touching stories, but we had some funny stories, including how the book got its name, complaining about her life. And you said, have you ever heard of the law of attraction? And she goes, you mean there's a law that says it has to be attracted to me?
I'll never forget that. So, by the way, you guys, he was in this. She's from Mississippi. So I'm not saying anything about Mississippi, but it's a very, very beautiful bit. Like North Carolina, where I'm from, and where you're from too as well. So anyway, funny, you know. What were you going to share that with us? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, you didn't. That's what I was just talking about. And there was another one, if I recall, that there was another one that when you were asked her about the law of attraction, she said, what did she say? She said, yeah, she'd heard of it, and then she was asking about how, you know, when he was going to have to come, or when the law was going to shoot him or something. I can't even remember, but obviously there's a lot of people out there who haven't heard of the law of attraction, or they don't know what it means, and we were just trying to explain that. You know, it's not actually a law. It is just the principle of all the law.
That you create. Yeah, it's true. That's true. And it is a law. I think there's universal law that are universal thought, that what you think about, you create, right? I mean, I feel that way. I know that's how it's always been for me. And people think that the law doesn't work if they're not – the law of attraction doesn't work. It's always working. It depends on what you're creating, if you're creating on purpose or just letting things happen to you, right? And this is a friend and a client, pretty recent. This has been a pretty recent one, and I'll share this with you if it's okay. She said, let me get this straight. She said, you mean I created in my mind that he was going to cheat on me and have another wife. I want to have another, get rid of me and get another wife. I said, wow, I've never put it like that, but okay. yeah, I said, you created, you wanted to have great love and you're not getting it from this situation. So you want to get out of it and you wanted to have unconditional love and you wanted to know your self-worth. And what we do is, and we never realize this, is that we learn by contrast, right? We learn, you know, wouldn't be great if I had a great big old wand and said, okay, now you're courageous, now you're loving, now you have great love. It doesn't work like that. So we put ourselves in a situation that will teach us love, will teach us how to have courage, will teach us how to have strength, and will teach us how to blame. You know what I mean? And what are your thoughts on that? Because I know you have had a lot of experience with your own work, with past experience of people and where, you know, the return to Mikey, where living and helping people that go through real challenges like this, you know, where they are dealing with new loves and old loves and trying to find a place again. What do you think about the law of attraction and do we create everything we experience? And I gave you that story, which is funny. Oh, there's a lot more to it than that, but, you know, you got to really monitor your thoughts and your things. So what's your thoughts about it? Guys, did I lose you? Oh, I thought I didn't lose you. I thought I didn't get knocked off. Guy, are you there? Anyway, if she's talking, great. If she's not talking, then what is it about the law of attraction that we think about, we create. This is super important. Before you ever come here, are you there? We can't hear you, so if you call back in, that would be great. Before we ever come here, we create a life in the lessons we want to learn and the lessons that we want to create, okay? So, or teach. And so what kind of lessons are we learning? What kind of lessons are we going to create? Let me tell you what I have found that really, really, really does work, okay, is that when you're going through a challenging situation, right, and what we want to do is we want to look at ourselves or we want to look at other people, and we don't want to look at ourselves. We want to look at other people and think, why is this going on? Why is this happening to me again? Or why is this person doing this to me? There's no victims here, okay? We really create everything we experience, and if we get that's key. I'm so sorry I lost you, and we've got people that want to ask questions too, so we'll call on them. But I'm going over, you know, people, you know, the lady that said she, you know, she created that her husband cheated on her and that he wanted a new woman and wanted to get rid of her, which is harsh, okay? She says, is that, I created that? Well, let's not say that you, I think you did. I think that she did create it. Because she wanted to experience great love and great joy and great happiness, and she wasn't getting it from this situation. So when she looks at her situation, she realizes they have a past life together, okay? Or they've had enough in this lifetime, a past life, meaning 10 years ago when they first got married. And I said, okay, what is it that you want to experience? And she says, you're right, I want to experience great love. Are you nurturing this relationship to give you great love? And she looks at it, she goes, well, no. And I go, let me ask you another question. How often have you had this feeling? You know, because this is not the first time you've experienced this feeling of being angry, about being hurt, about being jealous, about being felt that you've been done wrong. And so she said, and when you went back, she realized that she had started experiencing it since she was a small child, right? Not being good enough, not wanted, not loved, all those things. So this is an old feeling showing up again and again and again with her. Now, I'm not even talking about her spouse, right, because she came to me, not him, you know, you know what I'm saying? So she looks at so she's attracting this into her life, right? I know that I attracted men in my life that had a hard time with commitment because I had a hard time with commitment, you know, in what I'm looking for. So what are your thoughts about that? Did she create this? Do you feel like she created it? You know, and I'll give you another story, too, because this is a powerful one. You got to own it.
Well, I think that she was drawn to it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, good. I don't know. You know, I hate to say that she created the cheating, but I think with most of us, you have a little warning sign. When you first meet someone, I really believe this, there's a little red flag that goes up in your head, and you know this person's going to hurt me, and it may be cheating, it may be something else, but you ignore it, and you pursue that relationship, and then years down the road, you get hurt, and I think that was, you know, subconsciously, that was that choice that you made, and so while she may not have created him cheating with another woman, I think when she first met him, she probably had an inkling of idea that something like that was going to happen, and I think most people, if you really can think back to when you first met someone, there's usually something that happened that sent up a little red flag that you ignored, and you tried to find a way of justifying, you know, why you should ignore that. And then when you get hurt, you look back, and it's usually pretty much the same thing that you had the red flag over. So
right.
While I wouldn't say maybe she created him cheating, I think that she was drawn to a man that she probably had a little inkling of idea that he would cheat when she first met him and decided to go pursue that relationship. And we do. We keep – it's like the psychology experiment where the mice, you know, keep choosing the same thing, expecting different, reaction. We keep choosing the same kind of people, and we expect a different outcome. And, you know, when you finally have to take yourself out of the situation and say, okay, why am I choosing this? Why am I choosing to get hurt? It's like I'm hurting myself. It's not their fault. You know, I mean, if you can stop blaming the other person, you start realizing you had an inkling of an idea, or you put up with them hurting you in small ways for a long time before maybe they hurt you in a big way. And so why did you allow yourself to get treated like that? And that's what you really have to start asking yourself. But it's hard for people to stop blaming the other people. I know that's the hardest thing, is to stop blaming them and look at yourself and say, why am I drawn to being hurt all the time, or being made to feel less than, or whatever it is, and start working on that problem, which probably does go back to when you were very young. And I think we can you always ask me, where does this feeling come from? When did you feel this feeling before? And you know, people can trace it back to, you know, I was 5 years old and my older brother or my dad or whatever, you know, hurt my feelings. And it's the same feeling that you're getting drawn to. It's like, it's almost like you're getting the opportunity as an adult to go back with your adult wisdom and apply it to that old wound and heal yourself. But once you get through that, then you won't be attracted to that situation or that kind of a person anymore. But you have to go back to heal it as an adult.
I agree with you. So instead of saying did she attract the cheating? No. But and this is the way she did it, okay? She did it because she has a feeling of being rejected, about her parents not loving her, you know, all those old feelings, right, of her mom not, you know, not connecting with her, and the dad leaving her alone and all those things. And now she's another, you know, her dad chose drinking and her mom chose her dad, okay? So, you know, and they can come back and didn't have time for her. So it all boiled down, he didn't have time for her. And therefore, she didn't nurture the relationship. So she set herself up to heal that feeling again and again and again. Not her ego, even got out, but the her that wants to heal that feeling, the higher part of her. Because when we heal that feeling and we realize that we don't need to experience that anymore, okay, it's not going to bother us, right? You know, and there's some questions here, and we're going to take them in just a second. But you guys are listening, and Diane and I have talked about this. We create this over and over in circumstances, over and over again, until it doesn't bother us anymore, okay, until we can let it go. And why is he doing this to me? Why is she doing this to me? Let me tell you something. They're not doing it to you. They're only mirroring it back to you with this wound that's been there for a long time. This lifetime, last lifetime, and that kind of thing. Well, let me give you another story, because I told you I'd give you some funny stories. And this girl, and she's so sweet. I just love her. She said to me, she said, you know what? I'm feeling sorry for myself, and I'm wondering why I'm feeling like this. And I know that he cares about me. I know that he loves me, and I know that I'm going to be with him forever. Why am I feeling like this? And she goes, I know the law of attraction, and I get that I'm creating everything I experience. So instead of blaming it on him that he hasn't called me today, or he's telling me one thing and emailing me something else, or any of those things, she says, Help me understand how I can turn this around and heal this feeling so it doesn't bother me again. Now, this is just a few days ago. So when you're looking at that guy who's bothering the shit out of you, or the girl that's bugging you and she's not doing what you want her to do, you know, or any of those things, then you go, okay, stop, hold up. Why is this bothering me? What's going on? Okay, do you know what I mean? I'm not being played. I'm not being first again. I'm feeling rejected again. And rejection, self-worth, all those things we are born with, okay, because to realize who we really are, like what is that guy in Africa or South Africa says, if we knew who we really are, we don't have the courage to realize that. So we put ourselves in circumstances to realize that we have a great power inside of each and every one of us to heal ourselves, to be more than we think we are. But what I think is cool about her is when I met her, she was blaming her partner for everything. He did this to me. He did this. She says this. He says this. And now she says, okay, I get it. I'm looking at it. He didn't text me. I'm feeling inferior. I'm feeling insecure. I'm feeling that he doesn't love me. I feel like he doesn't like me. I feel like he's mad at me. But he's still feeling none of those things. Those are my stuff that I'm projecting onto him. How do I change it? Cool story, right? And so she says, okay. And meanwhile, a little while later, I get a text from her. She goes, you know what? When I healed that within myself, she goes, I immediately got a text from him. But she goes, I believe, and this is her, great gal. She says, I believe that we hold back, or the universe, our higher selves, hold things back from us until we can recognize that we need to take full responsibility for what we are and who we are and quit trying to change that guy or that girl. I was like, yeah, wow, she could be teaching this call tonight, right? And, you know, so that's what I do feel. And if guys cheat, women cheat, women lie, men lie, we all lie, but we can't change them. But what we can change is ourselves and how we respond to them. And when you sit there and go, I want him to love me, I want him to like me, I want him to do this, and this, it doesn't work like that. Because, you know, who has issues with control is you meaning all of us, you know. So what's your thoughts on what I just said? Because that's a big old lot of stuff. But I have this today. I was like, well, let's do this on Law of Attraction. And I got somebody email me an idea, so we'll do that too as well. I didn't even have time to look at it, so next weekend we'll do that one. But share with, what do you feel about that, Di? How do you feel about it? Because I know you yourself struggled, and I struggled with stuff like that too as well. Big dumbass, I don't want to be with him anymore. He's doing this. Why can't he do it this way? Why can't he show up this way?
Right? Well, and I think people are always asking you, you know, what is he thinking? What is she thinking? You know, you know, they're so worried about what the partner is thinking that they're not really thinking about how do I feel about this person, you know? And I know, and I've been in that situation where you're worried about how they're perceiving you, and you don't even stop to step back and say, you know, how do I perceive this guy, and do I really want him? You know, I mean, I think that cat and mouse game, you know, when you're chasing someone and they seem like a challenge, and you know, like talking about the woman, he's not calling or he's not texting, and that makes people want that other person more. You know, if they're feeling like they're ignored, it's like they have to work to get the attention, and you know, we've all been there. But to me, it seems like almost childish at that point. I mean, at some point you have to say, I'm in my 50s. Do I want somebody who is running from me? You know, do I want somebody that I have to chase? Or do I want someone who really wants to be an equal partner to me? And, you know, people can't really get themselves into a mature relationship that is equally supportive until they grow themselves up. And they stop just saying, I want the one that's hard to get. I'm attracted to the one that I have to chase all the time, even though they're hurting my feelings all the time. Well, that in itself is ridiculous. You know, if you're telling me, you know, this person's hurting your feelings all the time, then is that what you want in your life? And people are so set on, oh, it's got to be this one person. It's just it's not only be this one person. I'll never love another person. And, I mean, how many times have you heard people say that? And a year later, they're madly in love with somebody else.
Yeah, right?
So
it's true.
So it's like how much, if that person, if you think they're so right, then basically you're saying, I want to have my feelings hurt all the time. And you've got to know that you're worth more than that. You're worth more than getting your feelings hurt all the time. And people have to know there are other people out there who are not going to be aggravating that, you know, self-confidence and that self-esteem and that the wound inside you all the time. You know, it's telling yourself that you are worthy of that and that you deserve that, and really going after a partner who represents that and represents the best side of you instead of the fear inside of you that says you're not good enough. So it's a hard pattern to break. It's tough. And I mean, we see people, you know, adults, people my age, you know, still repeating that same mistake over and over and over again and getting hurt over and over and over again. So it's frustrating. It's frustrating when you stand on the outside and see one of your friends going through that. You know, it's like, come on, you know, get a clue. This guy or this girl is going to keep doing this to you over and over, and you should get mad at yourself rather than mad at them, because they've already shown you a pattern of their behavior, and it's never going to make you happy. But, you know, they can keep calling the psychic and saying, oh, when is he going to call? Well, yeah, he may call, but he's still probably going to make you feel bad if he's going to keep repeating that pattern of behavior. So what are you going to do differently? And that's the hardest thing. It's the hardest thing, yeah.
Well, I'm going to, and we got a guy, I think it's James, I believe it's James, so I'm going to call on him. really quickly, I'm going to throw the story out at you. I have a guy who said, fell in love with his girlfriend. They've been friends for 17 years, and then she pulled back, and, you know, and he's like, what did I do? She says that I'm too sensitive, and that, you know, I check on her all the time, and I want to know what she's doing. I'm not being bossy, and yet I think he is. Okay, because that's what I felt that she did, because he's always, and one of the things that he's doing is he's taking all the blame. I said, you need to back off and look about what you can change in yourself. And he goes, I don't want to be bossy. I said, well, you are. I said, you know, I said, that's okay. I said, but she doesn't like it. And I said, you need to look at you're changing things about yourself and trying to improve for this relationship for her. But you got to be upset about your, you know, what some things that she's saying. And he's like, yeah. So over the weekend, he called me back. He said, you know what? You're right. She's doing this, and I don't like it. I go, great. Now you're showing up for yourself, because you got to nurture you before you try to get her or him to nurture you, right? So you got to nurture yourself. And he says, okay, I'm angry at this. I said, great. And this is not the first time you experience this feeling. You know, what are you going to do about it? He goes, well, before we continue dating, I think I need to talk to her about it. I go, okay, but you can't change her. But you can change how you respond to her. So why don't you look at it within yourself first? Because those feelings are old, and they're showing up for a reason. And let's talk to this person, if you guys are cool with that. So, Diane, I'm going to call on this person. She's got a question. I think it's James.
Yeah.
We've talked to him before. He's a lot of fun. James. Paddleboard James. What's going on there, James?
Nothing, just listening.
But you had a question, so we called on you.
Yeah.
Our comment.
I did. You know, what defines the law of attraction? I mean, so as humans, we all feel, whether we feel an attraction towards somebody or whether we don't, but really what defines a law of attraction? Does the butterflies in your stomach, does that amazing feeling that you get when you wake up in the morning, you think about that person and you're just like, oh, I can't stop thinking about them, is that the law of attraction, or is that lust, or is that love?
That's love.
Like, what does that define? Answer.
I like that. Is that love, lust, or love? It's actually all three. Law of attraction is what you think about it creates, whether it's money, whether it's a love, whether it's an opportunity, whether it's a friendship, whether it's, I can't wait to go paddleboarding. I'm like saying, I want to get a new car. And so today I'm in the process of purchasing one, right? So, and this is the kind of car I like. And I created it in my head, and I went and got it at the car dealership. You know, so that's the law of attraction. What you think about, you create. So if you're thinking about he's an idiot or she's an idiot, then you're going to create a bunch of idiots in your life, right? And maybe the biggest idiot is me or you. Or, you know, I'm saying that, you know, being facetious. So that's the law of attraction. What you think about, you create, okay? You want 20 new customers, because I know you're a stylist and an amazing person with what you do with color and hair. You and you guys both are, you and Vinny both. But what is it? Is that the law of attraction when you say, okay, I'd like to create this great big business and have all these clients coming to me, you know, or coming to our salon, and I'm doing hair extensions, I'm doing color, I'm doing all those kind of things. That is the law of attraction. You create it in your mind, and everything in your life you thought about and you created with the thought first, and then you see it. So when you like that guy, because I know, you know, that you enjoy a great love, and you say, okay, this is the kind of guy I'd like to have on kind, compassionate, sexy, savvy, smart, single, right? Because it's always better to have a single guy.
Well, it depends on who you are.
Financially stable. Yeah, you know, because
right.
You don't want to support him, or maybe you do. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to support a guy, but, you know, that's me. Some people do, you know. Then you create that, and then you meet that guy, and you got butterflies in your stomach, or you got your heart, you're like, wow, your heart's singing a new song because of things he's saying to you, or you're saying to him, or you both are creating that. Then that is your thought that you created it first in your heart, and then you see it on the outside of you, and he's showing up. So that's the law of attraction. What do you got to say about that, Di? Di has a little bit of different.
What she's going to say, the butterflies are love, you know, but that's love. That's, oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see this person. That's love. But the law of attraction is prior to that love, when you said, I am going to bring a great love into my life, and this is what I'm going to feel, you know. And you can imagine feeling that way. And you can imagine when you see this person, you're going to feel that way. But that's, like she said, it doesn't have to be love. It can be a job. It can be, you know, a great career opportunity. It's whatever it is that you want to manifest. It's just believing that you're creating that at that moment, and you will start drawing that to you instead of fear. You know, when we worry and we're afraid that something won't happen, our fear cancels out any of our good intentions in manifesting. Our fear ends up drawing whatever it is that we fear to us. So if we fear we're going to lose that guy or that girl, then we will end up creating that in some way. You know, even if it's us doing it, we'll end up sabotaging it. If we're afraid we're not going to get that promotion, we'll end up sabotaging ourselves so that we won't get that promotion. And so it's really putting your best, you know, positive thinking ahead of your worries from fear, because that's what is the toughest to do, because our fear overtakes us so much.
Well, answer me this then. What if you've met someone and they're everything you've looked for, everything you thought you wanted, everything you desired, but you don't feel anything? What is that? How do you explain that? Where it's you've been presented with everything that you've asked for and desired, but once you have everything in one plate, you're looking at it and you're not feeling anything. And when you should feel something, but you don't feel anything. I mean, how
that may be basic
that?
Chemistry. You know, I mean, that sadly is just maybe the chemistry that this person, they may possess all of those qualities, but they just don't turn you on. I mean, that's sad that it happens.
I agree. I get that.
You know, I mean, that's
why I asked.
Yeah.
There's two ways to answer that question, though, Di, if you don't, because chemistry, because you and I remember that, remember? You and Di and I went back to that, and she goes, I go, Di, I should love him, but I don't. And he's perfect for me, but I don't love him. Remember?
Right.
And James, what happened was it wasn't for me, because I felt that there was someone different for me. And then I realized, too, that it was too easy for me. And I also realized that there just wasn't chemistry there. And that's okay.
Right.
Then I also realized that he had some underlying stuff that didn't appeal to me anymore, because I'd already learned that lesson. I didn't need to learn it again. Okay. There was a manipulation piece to him, and there was a remember, Doc? And you had the same thing happen to you.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. I mean, Don and I have been in the bathroom many times talking about the guys that should be perfect, that look perfect and are perfect and saying the perfect things, and they're not perfect for us. Okay?
Right. Right.
But that, we outgrow them. And then there's also feelings within you. You know, James, what gets you about a guy? Do you need to chase him? Does he need to stretch for you? Do you need to stretch for him? Do you need to wonder if he loves you or likes you? You know, I mean, for me, I went through that where I needed to, like, don't make it so easy. If I can be, if it's so easy for me, I don't want you, okay? And, you know, and then now I'm at the point where I'd like to be friends with somebody before I'm ever lovers with them, you know, and I realized that.
Where'd you learn that from?
About, well, that's something that I've been doing for the past year now. I mean, you know, Di and I talked about that. I'm going to be, you know, do that. And I know that you're doing that yourself. But, yeah, so I want to be friends before I'm ever lovers. And you want to, and I know you're doing the same thing, but maybe the guy's perfect, showing up perfect for you. And how do you feel about, are you, do you feel, is you're as perfect as him? Or do you think he's, you know, is he got, you feel like he has more than you have? I've sabotaged relationships before because I felt like, oh, he's in better shape than me, right? Physically, spiritually, emotionally.
Right.
Do you feel like that? Or do you feel like he's equal to you?
No. I just don't.
You don't
it's
like him?
Just the point that, no, it's just the point that everything could be there. It's just not. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
not attractive. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's, I mean, and that's why I've been trying to look at it in every different angle that I possibly can and understand, well, there everything is a possibility here, but it's just not there.
The feeling's not there.
It's
and you can't force it. No, I know.
Right.
And
no,
can't
I tried. Can't force
yes.
it.
No, no.
Yes,
no,
he,
and so
you can't force
it's this wonderful person that you're probably going to be friends
absolutely
with, but
amazing.
They're just not
amazing.
A lover. Right.
Right. Right.
And that happens. It does. And it's sad. You know, it's sad, but, I mean, it happens all the time, and I'm sure I've had the shoe on the other foot where, you know, I had a crush on somebody, and he was going, yeah, you're great, but you just don't do it for me, you know. So it,
right.
it happens to all of us. I mean, we've been that person before with other people, but it's almost like God gives you a little glimpse of, okay, this is how good it could be, except that you're not attracted to him that way, and you can't force it. It's either there or not, yeah.
Well, right, but could it also be the possibility that I am currently working on myself and trying to find me and fix me and find everything that's going on with me? Is that why I don't have any feelings? Because right now I feel nothing towards anyone, as so to speak. Like, I mean, I love my family and my friends, but I don't feel anything at this moment. I'm very,
can
very
I share
enough.
This with you? Guy, this is something. James, I went through that for a year and a half, and he'll tell you, I didn't fall in love with anyone. And I put that on the back burner because I was, you know, what I told you I was working on healing, doing some major physical, spiritual, and emotional healing. So maybe that's where you are, okay? And that's okay.
Right.
So everything can be put on hold, you know? And then you can look at the chemistry later. But what I do know is stay away from toxic people while you're going on this spiritual journey, you know, where you're healing yourself and, you know, and all these things. Di and I both went through that, you know, doing a physical, spiritual, and emotional healing.
I know.
Healing.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
Okay.
I mean, and I probably really
sense?
Wasted one man's time. You know, I know I dated someone for quite a while who I knew there was just it just wasn't there for me, and I'm sure I was a big waste of his time. But it was kind of during that time where I was working on myself, and it was a very pleasant person to go sit across the table with and have dinner, and that was it. You know, I didn't want anything more with him. And then I met John, and I wanted to be more with him. And so sometimes there's people that I think are kind of transitional relationships that are put in your life are great. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just that you don't have that chemistry where you want to jump on top of them, you know.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And that can come later or not, okay? But working on yourself is real key here. I'm going to tell you this. When I met Jai, when I met this person back in October, and he and I've been, you know, seeing each other on and off, and he's long distance, and I'm here. But I said we're going to be friends first, and you know, because I knew that when you get into relationships and it's a love relationship, it can be very joyful and also can be very toxic. And I didn't think that I was in a place where I could really handle it at the time, and I wasn't. And then true to form, he did some things that's like, we're done. And,
we're
you know, because I didn't want to be in a, yeah, I didn't want to be in a relationship with him because, and I realized that he was not the man for me. But I had to go through my own healing before I got that.
Well, my thing is too, it's not just one person. I've met a few different people, and I still feel nothing. So that's why that's my question is. Is it just in me? Is it inside me right now because I'm working on me and trying to fix what's going on? Is it just me?
I feel it is. I think it's just you, and you're going through a great spiritual awakening, and that's okay. And you know what? I told you this last week. I don't think that you need to concentrate on a relationship except the one for yourself because you're trying to heal some your emotional, spiritual, and physical life, right? You know, and that way you can bring the best to the table that you possibly have. Do you feel like right now you have the best that you have to give in a relationship? You don't have to answer that on the phone.
I have nothing. I have nothing to give right now.
Right. And that's okay. You know,
right.
I remember I went to it. She goes, I'm in this relationship. And she said, I was like, okay. I'm like, do you remember that one? I was like, Evie. She's like, we're done. And I was like, okay.
We're done.
Because, you know, she says it different. But, yeah, James, you take your time, all right? Work on you. The man, or, you know, the man that you choose or that you're going to be with, you want to bring the best you can to the table. If you're not bringing that, then you got to work on yourself more, you know, because he's probably going to be bringing the best he has, right? And because that's what you'd like to attract. So make sure you're the best that you have to give. You know, you bring that to you as well for him to enjoy. So, and you to enjoy him and him to enjoy you. So, anyway, we're getting to the end of our session. We've got people with questions, but I think we're going to have to cut it short. And I'm so sorry about that. And I think being a friend is better than being a lover. What's that? Oh, no, you're fine.
Just blame me. It's okay.
Though.
It's my fault.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, it's not.
And
you're always fine, James.
You really are. I know. You ask questions that most of us are afraid to ask, and so appreciate it. Somebody else next week will do your show idea, and I think you're on the call tonight, so thank you for sharing. And then we'll also answer questions next week, too, as well. So for you guys, have a great day right now. I have a friend of mine that gave a great idea about a show, because we're doing shows on angels. And it's angels in nature and how to work with them, you know. And there are actually angels that take care of our gardens, our trees, and all those things. So we're going to be great to connect with them and lots of love there. So we're going to talk about that on Tuesday night at 8:30, angels in nature. So it'll be just another group of angels that you can connect with and have a great enjoy and have a prosperous life by working with the angels. So these are new types. And we're going to discuss them Tuesday night at 8:30. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches, if you haven't already. And if you've got a show idea, we'd love to hear them. You can send me an email, free@angelcoaches.org, or put it on our Facebook. But everybody will see it soon, and that's okay, too, if you don't mind. I have a friend of mine who is a clairvoyant who's getting messages about the government and what's going on in our nation. That is a super interesting prospect to know, right? What's really going on?
Yeah.
And she works in the government. So she's been having dreams, and she's been getting messages. So she's going to be sharing. I'm going to do a special show with her. I think we're going to put it off until Wednesday night because I've got a lot on my plate tomorrow with everything that's going on to me. You guys don't want to miss that one. And I'll send an email about it and put it on Facebook and invite you guys to it. But wouldn't you like to know what our government's up to, what new things are happening, and the shift change is going, you know, like James is feeling the shift change within himself because he's a light worker like we all are on this show. And he's helping people and he's getting himself ready, although he doesn't realize it. I think he's just sometimes getting miserable. But James, I'm teasing you a little bit. It's about really preparing yourself to be the best you possibly can be. All right, everybody. You guys take care. Have a great now. Di, thank you so much. This has been fun. We're getting ready to do a whole new book. And you guys, stay tuned for that. We'll be talking about it. And take care, namaste, and have a great now. Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.